I remember back when I was in high school, there was this girl that I really liked. I had this crush on her. Her name was Amy. I was just obsessed with this girl. I would make sure that every day that I could sit next to her. And this went on for weeks and weeks at a time. And I wrote her this letter. I think it was like 2 pages long, talking about how much I cared for her, how much I was in love with her. And one day after class, I finally got up the courage, finally got up the guts to do this. I folded it up. I handed it to her. And I ran away, didn't say a word to her, just waited for her to respond. Now, about a week later, she said, "Hey, John, I want to talk to you. I need to talk to you." This was after class. We go out into the hallway. I remember her saying to me, "You know, I appreciate the letter, but I just don't think it would work out between us." And I was totally crushed. It was just a crushing experience for me. And I still, throughout high school, still obsessed about this girl. I remember running past her house and I even bought her flowers at some point. So the reason why I'm telling you this story though, is because I want you to understand that most men, that all men in fact, are born feminine. All right. You didn't mishear me here. Most men, if not all men, are born feminine, because when you're a boy, you act like a boy. You're beta. There is no such thing as being this alpha guy that just started out as this alpha guy. In fact, if you observe little boys, they cry more than girls do. Okay. They are definitely more feminine. They are more soft than little girls are. Now, most guys start out in life just like I did. Okay. And that was even at high school, as nice guys. Okay. They develop one-itis for a girl, just like I did in that story. And they just want to love her and do things for her. Okay. That might be what your mindset is right now. You might feel like you're a feminine guy. And that's okay, because that's where you're going to start. And you might even be older. You might be in your 20s or 30s, heck, you could be even your 40s and still have never grown up and become a man. It took me a long time. I have a lot more simp stories I could say than that one, okay? Men have to learn how to become men. Because I got a comment actually on one of my videos where a guy was asking, do I have to become masculine and alpha if I'm feminine? What if I'm naturally feminine and it's not me? Should I do this? Should I become something that I'm not? And the answer is that it's not that you're not that guy. It's that you haven't become that guy. It's not that your characteristic, that you have this fixed mindset that you are feminine. Instead, men have to learn how to become men. Women are born, okay? Men are made. So to be a woman, all you have to do is be born. You don't need anything special. In fact, women are naturally feminine. Society hardens them. All right. Sometimes the way that they interact with men and the sexual partners they have hardens them. They become more masculine. They lose something. For men, it's the opposite. Everything you have in life that you want in life as a man, you have to earn. You have to go out and get. You have to take it. All right. Throughout history, men have been forged from trials and from the rites of passage. Okay. There has been a rite of initiation that men have to go through, that boys have to go through to become men. We don't have that in society today so much. And so that's why so many men are trapped in that boyhood stage. I've actually got a list of books in the Bulldog Mindset membership on improving your masculinity, how to become more masculine. You should read all these books. I have book summaries for them. Click the link down below if you haven't already and check that out. You're going to find that extremely valuable. There's a ton of books in there, so go check that out if you haven't. Moving on here, okay, so if you've identified this as a problem, how do you now become more masculine? The biggest thing is that you need to hang around masculine men. In fact, that's what happened in the tribal days, is that the boys, they would stop hanging around the women and they start hanging around the men who are hunting, okay? Do some kind of combat sport where you actually get hit. Don't do taekwondo or whatever martial art where you're just like doing katas. It's fine, but also spar, actually get in the ring and actually get hit in the face. You're not a man until you get punched in the face, is what I've always said. I believe that's true. All right, so if you haven't been punched in the face, go get punched in the face, all right? That'll teach you some things about yourself. Start facing your fears. I didn't really grow into becoming a man until I started facing my fears. And by the way, if you like this video, if you're having a good time, click that like button. I really appreciate it. And hit the thanks if you want to give some extra love to this video. I would always appreciate that, because it really helps the video to gain in the rankings. The next thing is that you need to force yourself to do hard shit that will toughen you up. All right. I've got a ton of this stuff in the Bulldog Mindset membership, a bunch of ways that you can do that. Go check the link if you haven't already. But you need to focus on doing stuff that's actually going to make you tougher. Okay. Stop doing easy stuff. Stop taking the easy way. Do hard shit. Go and run. Go sign up for a marathon. Tackle creating a business. do stuff that you're going to challenges in life that are going to make you grow. Think about it as leveling up. And then the final thing I'm going to tell you about is to learn to master your emotions, okay? You need to learn how to not be feminine, because women tend to be guided by their emotions. Men have emotion, but they're not guided by it. So it's about acceptance. It's about letting go of expectation. It's about really studying Stoic philosophy. Again, all kinds of stuff in the Bulldog Mindset membership about this, or you can find a lot of content on this channel. But my main message for you guys is this, okay? If you feel like the commenter said, if you said, okay, I'm a feminine guy, okay, you heard my story. I made so many mistakes. I was a super nice guy. I was not tough at all. I was not very masculine at all. In fact, my voice reflected it. Everything that I did reflected this lack of confidence and masculinity, but it wasn't just who I was. I didn't fake. I didn't become someone who I wasn't. Instead, what I did was I did the steps I'm telling you here. I read the books, okay? I went through the stuff I teach you in Bulldog Mindset Membership, how to be a top 5% guy, how to crush obstacles, how to develop that true bulldog mindset, got rid of the victim mindset, and I stepped into manhood. I had to learn how to become a man. And when I did, then everything changed. Then all of a sudden, now women were attracted to me. I was able to get women and get women to come after me. Okay, I was desirable. And now I was able to have guy friends to feel like I was this guy that other men wanted to be like and to be around, okay? But it took time and it took work. It wasn't something that happened automatically, and it's not gonna happen automatically for you. So if you're in that position right now, what you need to do is you need to work on developing your masculinity. There's nothing to be embarrassed about that. Every man has to learn that. There's not a man on this planet that wasn't a boy, that didn't fall down and scrape his knee and cry like a baby and go to mommy at some point in his life, okay? He had to learn how to step up and grow up and become a man. Click the like if you like this video.